registration for our tea party with Mrs. Bully and Miss Webber.
What did they do, Mrs. Bully?
They rotted at Apex.
Where? Down at King's Head?
King's Head, yes. Mm. And my husband worked at the farm, at Brevage's, over Humber.
Oh, yes.
And then later on, of course, there was more money to be got to pay, but he went in at Apex to work.
Yes.
But was that Mr. Lang's farm? What's now Mr. Lang's farm?
Humber Farm.
Humber Farm.
Well, who lived down the end, Mrs. Bully?
But down the end?
Yes.
I don't know. There's fresh people down there, I think.
Oh, there are now, but when you were here?
Oh, there was people that belonged, that worked at the farm.
Oh, yes.
Discombe's farm, down the bottom.
Do you remember anybody called Kristen?
Yes.
Do you remember them?
Yes. I can't remember which house they lived in.
They lived down the bottom?
Bottom, I think they did, yes.
I met a very old man. He died soon afterwards, so I can't introduce you, but he asked me where I lived, and I said, oh, you won't know Bishop Tainton, and when I said we lived at Ashwell, he got very excited and said he used to live there.
Oh, yes, I remember
that. I think he used to work for old Mr. Distance once.
Yes, that's
one
right.
Time.
Yes, the old people.
But this chap, I should think he'd be about the same age as you if he were alive, he'd be 90.
Oh, yes, for sure to go, I know, I remember.
But did you live here as a child, or only when you grew up?
Well, I was going. We lived in on the main road first, on the Whitbrook Heritage, you know, these two.
No.
I was 18 months old when we come down here from North Rothay.
Oh, yeah.
And then the houses was being built then, and we went in first of the day, upward we passed along this afternoon, until they finished building, and then we went out there, and we lived there until I was 13.
On the Newton Road? On the
Gun Cottages, something called Gun Cottages.
Oh yes, on the main road.
Opposite Ware Farm.
I know.
Yes, that's where we lived first. And we lived there till I was 13. And then, we went in Newton then.
Oh, did you?
We lived in Bishop, we went in there. No, we went in Bishop and lived there till I was 13. Then we went in Newton. Then my mother come back again later on, back to Bishop. And she lived there, I was at the commercial there. And when I got married, I lived next door. And then later on, I come up here, you see.
What was the commercial?
Yes, John D. Grandison is the
But the old name is
the commercial.
Oh,
and we always call it still the commercial.
Yes.
But they changed it to John D. Grandison, yes.
But I thought you and your mother lived up here.
Right.
Yes. I thought your mother lived up here.
Yes, she did, over there. In Distant Place one time.
When you used to work at the commercial? Was that when
well,
you...
Well, that's when they come back from... He did live there before. And then... When he
About your mother living...
She come back to the commercial, come back to Bishop.
Oh, I see.
She went in Luton, and then he come back to Bishop. And then she lived further down the road, and then...
Yeah,
then...
Yeah. So the bottom by the ring of bells, yes.
That's right.
Yeah. But she lived up here before she went to Newton.
That's right. Yes.
So you've lived in a lot of houses in Bishop, haven't you?
Yes.
Most of your life. Most of your life.
Well, I was in service in Bishop, you see. And then I went to Dawlish for this. And then I got married. And then they come up clear. Well, we lived in opposite the commercial, next door to my mother then, for a little while, and then we come up here today.
Did you like it up here in those days?
Oh, yes. I guess I'd been here and ate my husband and left, but he never wanted to go to the bathroom.
No. I don't put the kettle on.
You used to get your water from the pump, pump down the road.
I purposely know about the pump up here.
Yes.
They fetch water from there. And when they, when he was drying, he had to go out the way across the field there, over to the sheep show to get any water.
I see.
And we never had no electric light here.
No.
I purposely out here.
But it was in many places, wasn't
it?
Yes. Hard working, you know, really.
Yes,
wasn't it?
Well, they had nothing to do with the babies, like they had all easy today, isn't it?
The housewives or the farmers?
No electric light or nothing, no water, only this there. And then the problem there, that's our Sammy Tone in the lane there. They had to come up here for water.
What, Stanning?
Yes.
The house called Stanning?
Yes.
Came right up here, did you say?
Yeah, they had to come up here for water. Until they sunk a well, didn't it? And then, of course, that was all right for them.
Were they still working in that quarry, Mrs. Bully?
Exactly.
You know that quarry down there?
Oh, yes.
Were they still working, getting stone out of it?
I don't know whether they worked there or not.
Well, they don't know, but when you were living here?
Yes, they used to work there, yes.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
But was it, did Stanning, did the quarrymen live at Stanning?
Yes. I don't know. No, I don't think. I think it was consensus people.
Was it?
Nothing.
No. Well, what were these cottages like when you knew them?
Well, just all around like a little convenience or nothing.
Two rooms upstairs? Were they two rooms?
Yes, two rooms, yes.
And the living room and kitchen downstairs?
Yes.
And an outside lavatory, I suppose.
Yes, it's all hard work up here, they do.
What did they cook on?
Black stove.
On the range?
Yes, the range.
Coal?
Yes.
The coal range?
Yes.
Oh, yes, they all had coal. Oh, yes.
In my childhood, we used to, since my father was a farm labourer, and of course, he liked to be always on the train, but we never had nothing. We used to have ovens in the wall, and we used to eat them with wood or thorns until they got hot and white, and that's where we used to do our cooking in there.
Like an old bread oven?
Yes, right, yes.
Where did you live? Where were you born?
Born at Chorley, near Chumley.
I know.
You know Chumley?
Yes.
2 miles from Chorley. I was born at Chorley.
When did you come here then?
In 1915, there in Bishop Stanton. Yes, in the First World War.
That's right.
Yes. But we moved from Chorley to Mortimer Bishop. Do you know Mortimer Bishop?
Well, I know where it is.
Yes. Well, we moved there, and my father only lived 9 months, and then he died. Well, of course, my mother was left with a younger family, you see, and the doctor then at that time, he wasn't my father's doctor really, because he was a Chumley doctor, Dr. Tucker in them days, but Dr. Practice was at Marshall Bishop, and he was ever so good, and of course, he got work for my mother, and she took on maternity work. And that's what she did until she retired. And she traveled all over the place.
What, a midwife, you mean?
She traveled all over the place. And that's the work she done.
Does the poor
And that's, well, of course, to bring the family up, you see, and...
Then you came, you moved down here.
I did, yes. Well, and my sister came down here before me.
Was that when you went into service at Green?
Yes.
Yes.
My sister came down first.
Yes.
And at Huntley.
Oh, yes.
And then they wanted somebody at the Easter to help them out. And my sister wrote home to me to know if I'd like to come down for 6 weeks. And I came down for that 6 weeks. And I didn't like it a bit. But when that 6 weeks was up, I didn't mind. And so they said, the staff said, they used to keep a big staff in them days. You can't go yet, we've got to do spring cleaning. You'll have to help do the spring cleaning. So I stopped and helped them the spring cleaning. And that 6 weeks meant 32 years. I did.
Now, was it a private house, Huntsman?
No, Hydro when I went
to. Hydro?
Yes. And then after the war, you see, everything was old-fashioned. And they had to renew everything, so they didn't bother. They didn't bother about it. But they used to do a lot through the Turkish bath. They used to keep a bath nurse and a bathman. Of course, Mr. Carpenter was living then, and he was very eccentric, very. And he'd have about two or three bathmen come in of a night, and perhaps on the 6 o'clock bath. And they'd be out again 8 o'clock in the next morning. Oh, he was funny, wasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, he was funny.
Well,
yes,
sir,
yes.
My father was Mr. Hall at Wilhelm.
Yes.
So we lived in the hotel, and he stayed there for 30 years. And then he went to, they left there, went to Santa Barton. Then he got a threshing machine. And my father went with a threshing machine then. And then he fell off a threshing machine over his shoulder.
The machine that travelled round?
Yes.
Yes.
At different times.
That's right, I remember
that.
Yes.
Well, he fell off one day and he hurt himself. And then he pushed the other kids went to the hospital. And at last, they put him off. And to lose his arm, and he never come round again.
Where was that? In which hospital was that?
That was when I was 13 when we went to when he was in, and that's when they got the pressure machine, you see. So we went down to Santa Barbara to this, and then they got one of them was called Taylor, but no relation. A driver and my husband and my father.
Which hospital was it that he had this?
How did he?
Which hospital? Was that the Newton Hospital where your father died?
Yes.
Newton Hospital.
Yes.
Well, come and have some tea. I put it at the table. I thought it'd be easier to sit at the table.
So last year, thank you. Yes. Tough down, you know.
Yeah, I know, well, I find that too.
Can you?
No, don't follow the list.
Yes, that's all right, Mrs. Bully, don't worry.
Can you manage to come around here, Mrs. Bully? Oh, yes. On your faces and
what? Oh, yes.
And you sit here, Miss Webber, and then my husband can sit
here,
and I'm handed the.
I'll go around.
Yeah, that's about very kind of you.